Let's look to the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord just to come and be with us and anoint by his Spirit. Lord, we come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus this day. And God, we ask that you come by your Spirit, and God, that you just give victory to all that call upon your name. And Lord, we look to you today, Lord, and ask God that you would anoint the word, and the word would go forth with a mighty impact, and that God, that you would be real to those that call upon you, bringing salvation, bringing victory to all that call upon your name. And we give you the praise for it in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. All of us know the story of the little shepherd boy, David. We know how that the army of God was in battle against the Philistine, the giant. And the giant had come out before them, and all of the army of God was literally just in fear and shaking in their boots. And we find that David, his daddy Jesse, sent him down to take some food. The King James Version said to take some victuals, but anyway, he was sent to bring food to them. And when they got there, they was kind of ashamed to see David there seeing them really in turmoil and just fear and a fear. So as the story goes by the word of God, here the brothers of David told him, "You've just come here for naughtiness. You've just come here to," you know, they just kind of poke fun at him. But David heard this giant. He heard him literally cursing the name of his God and defying the name of his God. Now, David was a shepherd boy, and he had tended the sheep, and he had the lion to jump out upon him. He had the bear to jump out upon him. And the anointing of God had given him power over the lion, over the bear. And here he was seeing this giant defy the God that he believed in. And he looked around at his brothers, and he said a statement that rings out down through the eons of time. He said to his brothers, "Is there not a cause?" Amen. And we stand today, and though the battle rages against us, though the enemy mocks on every side, though the falsehood of the preachers are coming out of the woodwork, the devil is pouring money into preachers that will preach for filthy lucre's sake, will preach gimmicks, will preach everything other than the power in the anointing of God. The Bible said there will be a famine of the word. You turn on and you watch any preacher today that's on television, and you won't glean a teaspoon of word out of all of them. But they're telling you to get out your credit card, get out your checkbook. If they'll be the next 300 to call in, they will get this tremendous blessing from God. I'm going to tell you something. That is a lie hatched in hell. You do not have to get out your checkbook. You do not have to get out your credit card. You do not have to be the next 300 callers. All you have to do is be a child of God and willing to submit your soul and your life unto God, and God will be there for you. You don't need the help of some fat bellied preacher, money grubbing, money sucking preacher that tries to suck the last dollar you got out of your bank account or run you in debt by your credit card. You do not need that. God can bless you without that. God does not need any of that to fulfill his word. Amen. I heard one of the prominent preachers yesterday, as I was going through to get the weather early yesterday morning, I heard one of the prominent preachers on television say he was taught, and he made fun and mocked this. He said, "I was taught that you had to pay tithes, and if you didn't pay tithes, that God would get you, that God would cause your car to break down, or God would cause something to happen, God would get you." And he began to explain how that all that was false. You did not have to pay your tithes to get a blessing from God, but you had to give to him. You had to give to what they was doing. And the next 300 callers, he was going to specially pray that they got everything had God for them. I'm going to tell you something. This is the word. The Bible said there will be a famine. Oh, we got plenty of preachers. We got them on every corner. We got them on every bandstand. We got them on every platform. But are they preaching the truth? Are they telling you how you can find a way to Calvary's Lamb? Are they telling you how you can be born again by the Spirit of God? Are they telling you the truth of God's word? But this little shepherd boy, he was disturbed. He was disturbed at what he was hearing. And he simply said to his brothers, he asked them a point blank statement, is there not a cause? See, the army was afraid because they lost sight of the cause. I'm convinced today, the Bible says don't be weary in well-doing. I'm convinced today that if you, as a child of God, you become weary and you lose sight of the cause, you lose sight of the purpose. I'm convinced, let me tell you something, you're not going to have the strength to go on. But see, this army, David looked at it in a different understanding. He looked at it in a testimony of what the Lord had done for him. And I think about David as an older man. I think about in the Word of God when David was confronted by the soldiers where he had come back from battle, and there'd been a civil war, and all the their children had been carried away and their wives had been carried away, and they was about to stone David. And I think about this many, many times when David, the Bible said, he began to encourage himself. I'm sure he thought about the bear and the lion. I'm sure he thought about, with an old slingshot stuck down in his hip pocket, standing there and his brothers mocking him and making fun and saying, you just come here for naughtiness. You didn't come here for any reason other than naughtiness. And him standing there and him remembering that old big giant and how he told that giant this day he was going to deliver his head to the king. I'm telling you something, amen. He'd encouraged that according to the word of God. And David began to call upon the Lord. And the Bible said as he called upon the Lord after he had encouraged himself. And the Bible said he called upon the Lord. And the Lord said, you shall recover all. And you will pursue your enemy and you shall recover all. My friend, this day, if we recover what Satan steals from us, it'll have to be in the anointing of God. It'll have to be because we keep our eyes fixed on the cause and the purpose and the why of what we do. We do it for the name of the Lord. We do it that a soul can be saved. There are many, you know, it's fretful this day and time, for there's so many that don't want God. There's so many that don't want the truth. There's so many that don't want any understanding of it. They mock everything church is about. They mock everything that God's about. They mock everything. You try to say something about living right or serving God, and they'll literally mock you right where you're at. And it is disturbing. And I'm sure it was disturbing for David that day. There he stood with his brothers. There he stood with the army of God. And he was being mocked and ridiculed and claimed that he was just there for naughtiness. But when he said, I'll go out and I'll fight the giant, and they brought him up before the king. And here's what took place. They put the king's armor on him. And the Bible said, David essayed to go. In other words, he wouldn't go. And I'm sure they looked at him, you know, because this armor would protect him from anything that come against him, from a sword or a spear, you know. And what did David say once he had thrown aside the armor? He said, this has not been proven. He said, I'm going to go with that what has been proven. I'm going to go with that to give the anointing in my hand to subdue the bear, subdue the lion. And I like what he said to this old giant Goliath. And, you know, Goliath represents the devil any way you say it. And in the natural, that's the way we feel. We feel about that tall, and we feel all of our enemies are great old big giants. That's when we look through the natural eye. That's when we look through the physical eye. But when we begin to look through the spiritual eye, we begin to see what God said in 2 Samuel in chapter 22 and verse 2. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The God of my rock is him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my Savior. Thou saveth me from violence. I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death compass me, the floods of ungodly men make me afraid. The sorrows of hell compass me about. The snares of death pervert me. And then it goes on to say, I, in my distress, I call upon the Lord and cry to my God. And he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. David, seeing this thing through anointed eyes, you know the story through the Word of God. And it was taught to us, the first thing we ever learned about is David and his slingshot. And it's so simple that most people just throw it aside. But there are major issues that are within the understanding of it. You remember the little servant of the man of God, Elisha. You remember how that the servant, when they were encamped about, he was afraid and cried out, alas, master, what shall we do? But the man of God simply proclaimed, fear not. He prayed a prayer and said, Lord, open his eyes that he might see more clearly. And he simply said to him, fear not, for that be with us is more than that be with them. Understand, God brings our enemies down to where we can put them underfoot. God brings the mountains high down. God gives us the victory to either climb them or push them underfoot. David had clear eyes that day. Do we have clear eyes this day to see the battle that's before us? Some people right now are running scared and saying, oh my, gasoline's going to go to $5 on that gallon. What are we going to do? God can buy us gasoline if it goes to $50 a gallon. God can see us through. For he said he'd never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed to beg bread. That's the promise of his word. According to the promise of God's word, he is going to keep us in the days of famine. We shall be satisfied. Glory to God. But there's a cause. I told my wife the other day, it grieves me when I see the false. I see American people literally giving millions of dollars. I see this one preacher that throws her hand on her hip and says, it's all right to drink socially long as you don't get drunk. And the country gives over $100 million a year to tell that garbage. An untoward generation. People are wanting somebody that will tickle their ears. They're wanting somebody that will make them laugh. This lady has them in a roll. She has them in stitches every few minutes. And they pack every auditorium. But I'm going to tell you something. Some of these talk show hosts that are gays pack auditoriums. Lesbians, they pack auditoriums. But what they packing them for? I'm going to tell you something. There's coming an hour God's going to recover all this sin. God's going to uncover these preachers and let them be seen for what they are. But I'm telling you, we need somebody that'll go back to the basic and tell us the basics. That there's a cause. And God has something that's been proven. It's called His anointing. And that won't fail. But you know the story of how David. And I like this point. My land, we could preach a week on this section of scripture. I like this point when David, he come out before the giant. He simply looked at him and he said, you know, you come out before me with your sword and your spears. Old David just had one old slingshot. I can just see that slingshot kind of stuck in the back part of his garment, kind of hanging off the side with whatever he had on it to put the stone in. He just simply said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. Amen. He didn't even say, oh boy, I got a big slingshot here. You better be afraid of this. He just simply said, I come out against you in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. You know the story? He got 5 stones. He took those stones and he planted that stone right in the forehead of that giant. And he ran up to him after he had knocked him down. And you know the rest of the story. I'll tell you something, my friend. There's a cause today. I literally, Jackie reminded me yesterday of Jeremiah, how he reached the point that he just didn't even want to go tell him anymore. But the Bible said there's a fire shut in his bone. He couldn't stay. I'm glad that I've never reached the point that I didn't want to preach. You know, Jeremiah come to that point. I'm glad I've never come to that point. You reach the point that you're tired of preaching to some folks because they don't hear. They got deaf ears. They got their ears closed. They won't hear. They won't receive. They won't grasp. But my friend, we got to keep remembering there's a cause. I found God to be supernatural. I found God when sometimes you feel at your lowest, God will do the biggest miracle. I've come off of platforms, come off out of churches and out of auditoriums, and I felt, oh my, I just felt like it was a failure. Felt like I didn't get nothing accomplished. And those were the times that God done the most. You know? Was it not Paul said when he was weak, God was strong? And our weakest moment is when God can be the strongest. But we got to keep declaring that Jesus saves, that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. Yes, there is a cause and there is an anointing that will give us victory over all of our enemies. Lord, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the truth. We thank you for the spirit. And God, we ask you, Lord, as men and women that listen to this broadcast throughout the world, if there's one that don't know you, they'll come to know you as Lord and Savior by acknowledging that you have washed and cleansed their sins and forgiven them as they call upon your name for forgiveness. ask God for healing for those that are sick. We pray for those that are afflicted in whatsoever way. We pray for those that are without jobs, need financial miracles, need deliverance in whatever way and form that they may need. God, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, comfort, uplift, and strengthen. Let us have the eyes that have been anointed to see clearly. Let us hear the words of the man of God when he said, "Fear not, for that that be with you is more than be with them." God, allow people that hear this message, hear my voice, to know that the power of God that is within them is greater than the power of all their enemies. Because greater the he that's within you than he that's in the world. We thank you for the truth and the gospel and the power of God and the anointing of God that's real to all that call upon your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God love you and God bless you is our prayer.